Well, my girl's got the sweetest pussy. Nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and wanna stroke that kitten. Fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. Then I'm calling out, yeah, kitty, kitty.
The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not necessarily reflect those of Birkin Broadcasting or its affiliates. Calypso, Alexia, and Sierra are personalities put on for your entertainment. Their stories are real. Their language is explicit. Their behavior is outrageous. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, and Alexia.
It is April 25th, 2010, and you just heard, well, our recorded intro, and the Yeller Bellies doing Here Kitty Kitty off of, I forget which fucking album, but you can find them on yellerbellies at myspace.com.
They're awesome.
They're fucking fantastic. Like, they're spectacular. Did you know that my sister, Sierra, actually cuts one of the Yeller Bellies' wives' hairs?
Chloe,
yeah.
Yeah. Cleo. We call her Cleo.
We call her Cleo, but her name's Chloe.
Because she's Jamaican and she read the palm and the cards, baby.
Which is awesome, by the way.
She's not with us tonight.
No, skinny bitch isn't with us tonight.
That's no, right. No mascot.
She's busy dog sitting for my dad and his douchebag wife.
Wow. That was a lot of D's in that sentence. Dog, dad, douchebag?
Hell yeah. I'm an alliterative motherfucker.
It was like adult Sesame Street. And D was a letter today.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter D. Dickhead, douchebag, dingleberry, dog-faced, cocksucking motherfucker.
Wow. Fantastic. See what you started?
I'm telling you.
God damn it.
I'm telling you.
So how have you ladies been this week?
It's fantastic. How about you?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
How about you, domesticity goddess over there?
Been domestic goddess all week long.
I bet you have. How many fucking cookies have you baked this week?
2 dozen.
Good God. Where's my half a dozen?
I made meatloaf tonight for dinner.
Love meatloaf. Was it better than my mom's banana meatloaf?
Yes.
Banana meatloaf? What the hell?
Her son can't have egg.
Right.
So they had to find a binder of some sort. Yeah. They decided on banana.
We're experimenting with meatloaf binders.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was just that high note of banana. Breadcrumbs aren't a binder.
Breadcrumbs aren't a binder. They're a filler. Eggs is what binds your meatloaf together to keep everything from falling apart.
I'm thinking maybe next time flour and water or maybe some tapioca or something.
What about fake eggs?
Ooh. Tapioca. Gross. There's no such thing as a fake egg. No,
yeah.
Egg fake beaters eggs. Are not fake?
Nope, no, those are real
they
eggs.
Have eggs.
Shut up.
Egg beaters are egg whites, not egg yolks.
Oh my God.
And my son's allergic to the whole fucking egg. Like one more step and he's allergic to chicken ass. Like that is how close. Seriously.
I bought some more plants. Mm-hmm. So not only am I a domestic goddess, I'm a garden goddess this week.
Oh, that's right. You're soon to be an onion, potato, and garlic. Sounds like an Irish dinner to me.
my boyfriend, Mikey, is going to build us some crop planter thingies.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
Right?
Awesome. It's going to be awesome, yeah. He's got plans and everything, like drafting.
I see
like
lots of potatoes and cabbage in our future.
That sounds fucking fantastic.
Onions. Love onions. Yeah. And garlic.
Yeah, I got her little seed starter.
I know.
Onions.
I saw them. I am so jealous.
Didn't they come in the cutest little bucket?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Why the hell would it be nice to have a patch of dirt of your own to plant?
We sound like females. Like, what the fuck's up with this week?
It's because we are girls.
We're talking about...
We're empowered women.
I'm going to bust out my crochet.
We're women that can do everything. We were just talking about this earlier. Powerpuff Girls, dude. We are the Powerpuff Girls.
We are the Powerpuff Girls. Can I bring the angry one who's always wearing green?
Yeah.
Awesome. I want the angry one.
So
you could be the pink one.
So Mikey and I went to the swap meet this weekend.
Are you trying to say I'm more girly than you two are?
Yes, you
I
are.
Like pink, whatever. Though. I'll be the pink one if you want. I like pink.
Okay.
Anyway, Mikey and I went to the swap meet this week.
Oh, yeah?
When you go to the swap meet...
Pay attention.
Dress like a poor person.
Because you don't want to overdress for the swap meet.
Mikey went in a really nice shirt, pair of jeans. You know, very casual, but he looked nice. He was not charged, but told prices, exorbitant prices.
Wow.
So I had to go in there after he left for a while and ask the price.
And they were greatly reduced?
Greatly.
Yeah.
He even stood at one of those t-shirt stalls for a while, for about an hour, or 15 minutes, contemplating buying a Mexico t-shirt.
Because with the t-shirt comes the Mexican face cloak that right. All of a sudden when he puts it on, so he will look like a Mexican at the swap meet.
Yeah, the whitest white boy known to ever to man will totally pass with a Mexican
right, and all he'll just walk around all day going, frijoles, frijoles.
He had three strikes against him. He was older,
uh-huh,
white.
And well-dressed.
And well-dressed.
So he's like, how much... Alexia will fucking walk in. She'll be like, how much for that little picture? 50 cents. He'll walk in. $5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I picked up a cauldron today, and it was $5. And I bargained, of course. I said $3. He said $4. Oh, I'll take it. But I didn't have enough money, so I had to call Mikey over to give me the extra money. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, shit, should have charged $7.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Wow. What a
right?
dick.
Isn't that crazy?
And it was like that all day today. It was crazy.
Right?
I love the swap meet. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
From now on, Mikey, you got to wear those clothes that I'm always seeing you in around the house.
Right.
With what the hell are those? What's that shirt, that Disney shirt he's always wearing? Which one, she says? It's like a jersey. Right? It's the Disney jersey.
The grumpy?
Well, I don't care what you wear, but apparently you're going to need to start getting a hump like Quasimodo, and then you're going to get a real cheap discount.
And you got
to
wear black socks with sandals.
That would be awesome. They'll be like, oh, let's give this retarded man
Sarah invited us over to swim, so he had to stop at the Family Dollar to pick up some sandals because he forgot to bring his from home. He goes, these are kind of ethnic. And I said, yeah. He goes, but at least I'm not wearing socks with them.
Well, I got a point with that.
Did they say burrito on top of them?
What shit.
They're ethnic.
One said taco, one said bell.
Or did they say collard greens? One said yard, the other said bird.
It's just a good thing, you know. I mean, they could have said crack and head.
Or they could have said oinkvelt.
Let's see, have we not insulted anybody yet?
They could have said Guinness.
Shit.
Cabbage and potatoes.
Oh my god.
Oh, who haven't we picked on yet?
Oh, I don't care. You're making me cry.
That's awesome. It's my job. Drink some Pepsi. Squirt that shit up your nose, bitch.
Let's get them all. Anyway, that was my week.
That was
it was a good week.
Shit.
It was a very good week.
How about you, Calypso?
I was, I don't know. I kind of had a little bit of a boring week. Not too much, you know, kind of working my mojo at school.
Right.
Other than that, really not a whole lot.
Did anybody besides this one get laid? No, it's not.
Alexia's arm hurts. You and I like to stay in the same zip code as reality on occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alexia's arm hurts because they've been doing all that crazy monkey sex in the bedroom.
Right? Right? She's like, oh, I think I slept on it wrong. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck up off your knees and your elbows and you wouldn't have that problem.
Right, huh?
It's all about the wee vibe, baby.
Oh, right? God, oh, tell us about that.
I did.
Tell us again. We're living vicariously.
Right? Because we know we used it since then.
Who needs to tell us about her new toy?
That's right.
Angels descending, sunbeams coming down. It's fucking fantabulous.
Where'd you get it? Who gave it to you and what is it?
Oh, my God. Aaron over at Deja Vu on, where is that, Tropicana?
Yes,
across Tropicana. New Orleans. You have to go in and see this man.
Gabe.
Gabe. God. If you're listening, Gabe, feel free to beat my ass anytime you like.
Mm. And I'll take
and we want to watch.
Seconds.
Right, right.
Because that was hot.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember what the hell the name of it is. I can't remember what the name of the vibrator is.
Anyway, it's purple and it's got a knob on the end.
Oh my god.
It's one of the new. One of the very new.
Yes. 9 speeds.
Holy Jesus.
And trust me when I went through all 9. Oh.
We have a caller.
We do.
Hold on, caller. Hold on.
Maybe it's the call. Maybe they're going to tell me what the name of it is.
Maybe.
That would be awesome.
Hold on, caller. We're getting you on the air. Alexi's arm hurts from jacking off Mikey. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Scarlett from Houston, Texas. How are you, ladies?
Good, baby. How are you?
We're doing really well.
So what's up?
Nothing. I was just calling to see what you guys were doing and see what the topic was about for today.
We are on the air talking about mm-hmm. vibrators.
Vibrators.
Yeah,
I've actually broke a couple of mine.
Yes. And we understand the feeling.
Yeah.
Why don't they make them like glass, you know?
That's how you have to go try the new ones. There are so many brand new ones in the stores right now, especially at the Deja Vu store that we went to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have some shaped like pirate guns. Dude.
Pirate
beautiful.
Guns.
Like all
pirate
over.
Guns, yeah, yeah. Vibrators.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I had the one with the bunny and the vibrating penis that like went clockwise and counterclockwise with the poles
beats?
And stuff like
with
that. It was just too many bells and whistles for me.
Did it have
too many bells and whistles?
Hello.
Say that again.
The beads.
Yeah, it has the beads.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
It was too many bells and whistles for me.
Oh,
it was just like, you know.
I think the more speeds and the more doodads, bring it the fuck on, is what I'm saying.
they have some that pump up and down.
Shut up.
Yes, they pulse like a man's real penis.
Yep.
You know what? Now, if we can get a man's DNA to get altered in utero so to be able to do that once they hit puberty, I am all fucking on it.
That's why my son's becoming a scientist.
From your lips to God's ears, yeah. Sister.
You're going to work on perfecting men's genitalia.
I'm really interested, and I know I'm going to be so geeky here, but I want the bouncing ball with the penis on it.
No, you know what I want?
The toy from when you were like 7?
I want the one that plugs into my fucking iPhone and that pulses to the beat of the music that plays on my iPod.
Oh my God, they have one of those?
Yes,
awesome.
They do.
Holy
shit. I want
shit.
To fuck my phone. That's what I want.
Oh my God.
Because you know what? iPhones are worth fucking.
Yes, they are.
So anyway, before our wonderful caller called in, I hit this bitch like 3 times in an hour.
Wow.
In an hour. I waited until I heard that garage door close. It was like, and I was like fumbling with the box. I'm like, oh God. Oh, and I'm dropping lids and shit's all flying everywhere. 3 fucking times in an hour. And it was like debilitating orgasms where you just lay there and go, my
awesome.
Shit was, my legs, my toes were, how do your toes shake?
Quivering.
Awesome. Oh my God. It was fan-fucking-tastic.
What kind is this?
It's, oh God, I don't remember what the hell
it's
called. It's
got like a great forward name.
Yes, yeah. Mitch, if you're listening, you remember the name. Please call in and tell me.
Or Gabe, or Aaron.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that when you get a new vibrator and you have to like bring it in and it takes like, you know, an act of Congress just to open up the fucking box?
Yeah, I know. You're sitting there staring at it for like 15 minutes going...
Yep.
You're just psyching
rubbing
yourself
your
up
hands.
For it.
Yes,
yeah,
but my
really.
Problem, right? Getting ready.
My problem
Thank
was
you.
There was no cellophane, there was no sealant, there was no ceiling. You had to take the lid off. That was it.
Nice.
I was
really?
So excited, I was fumbling with the lid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what are you up to?
I'm actually listening to my ladies on Sinful Sunday and listening also to some, well, I'm in Texas, so, you know, I'm getting back into country music again.
Uh-huh.
You know,
fucking haw,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, cowboys. Baby.
Yeehaw.
Lots and lots
you know, cowboys of... around here—they're—it's nothing. They're worth gawking at. They're
right.
definitely worth gawking
of
at.
Course.
Right the fuck on, because you know everything is bigger in Texas.
Woo. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's
no,
right.
Yeah, went to a crawfish boil earlier today, and I was surrounded by lesbians who kept saying, "It's not my fingers. It's not like I just had sex."
Oh.
And I was like,
oh.
Oh, that was some good crawfish, and I chased it down with some beer, so it was good.
I love
good times.
A crawfish boil. Have you ladies ever been to a crawfish boil?
Nope.
I have. I don't like crawfish.
Well, you don't
I don't
have
like
to eat
either.
The crawfish. There's usually other things there to eat besides crawfish.
There wasn't when I went.
Oh, really?
Oh!
It tastes like chicken.
Yeah. It's disgusting to get out of the shell.
The men are the crawfish. always wondered what them Texas boys taste like.
No, but they are so much fun. You at a crawfish boil, there's always like a large handful of college kids, and they're usually like frat boys, so they're wasted and half naked. It's fantastic.
And they're also gel bait.
Even in Minnesota, they're wasted and half naked. It's fantastic. No, they're at least 18. They're in college. They're not jailbait. They're just not legal to take to a bar.
There is the most adorable little 18-year-old in school, and I had no idea how old he was until I was talking to him for a little while, and may I add, can flirt his fucking little 18-year-old ass off right
now. Wow. So it's hormones.
Like, right, and I was like, oh, yeah, fuck, he's good looking, and somebody said, do you know how old he is? And I'm like, 25, 26.
Shoot, for 28.
18, they said. I said, oh, my fucking God.
You
I am
kid that
twice
age, don't
his
you?
Age.
Almost. Have any of you guys had an 18-year-old? I mean,
no.
Recently?
No.
Dad never met.
I was 18.
No. I actually had one, and he's probably not listening. His name's Andrew, a little 18-year-old. Oh, my God, he's so beautiful. Rockabilly band. Adorable.
Nice.
And you know what turned me off? I go, yeah, you can use my car. You can take it, you know, just go through the freeway and pick me up over here. And he said to me, and he was so cute, good lover, beautiful penis, beautiful everything. I still have a scar that I call Andrew. It's on my hand from that wonderful night. And what turned me off was I go, yeah, just borrow my Jeep and, you know, you can do whatever you need to do. And he goes, well, I'm not really comfortable driving. And I was like, well, why not? And he goes, well, I've never had a lot of practice on the freeway. I was like, done.
Oh, my God.
Can't see you anymore.
Oh, shit.
Driving on the freeway. But, right. You know, 18-year-olds, they have that hormone going in, and then women my age, like 30s, that's when our hormones kick in. Mm-hmm. So...
it's a lot of fun till they tell you they can't drive.
Right? On the freeway, on the 15, I was like, I don't know. I can see you anymore.
Or
it
they tell you
though.
They need to get their mom's permission if they stay out past 10.
He was living with his dad. It was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
But he was beautiful, and he was an artist.
See how much of a sucker we are for the beautiful ones?
We are.
Always sucker for the pretty men.
And he was 18. I mean, and I didn't feel bad. I felt like a cougar, you know? And fuck those guys. You've seen those grandpas walking around with those prostitutes in Vegas all the time. I just felt, you know...
Dad, I just picks up her, so
I was doing my part for the ladies.
See? There you go. Right on.
Good girl. Good girl.
Awesome.
That's thanks. Right.
Well, you ladies have a good time.
Thank you, Scott, for calling in. We miss you. We wish you were back here.
Yes, we do.
I wish I was back there, too, but I think about you guys all the time. So much kisses from Texas, and I'll call in to check in with all you bitches later.
Give the Cowboys a kiss for us.
Oh, give Shushu a kiss, too, babe.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
She's off. I love her.
I know.
She is fantastic.
She is a spitball of fire.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Would be spitfire.
That's it. Spitfireball.
I have never heard of anybody described it as spitball of
fire. She approaches everything with so much passion and so much energy. It's really cool. But even when she's mad, she's like, it's awesome.
It is fantastic.
It's that Mexican in her.
Yeah, it is. She's the whitest Mexican I know. Well, no, she's the second whitest Mexican I know. But that Latin fire really comes out in her.
It does.
And it really doesn't help that she's like a super princess too, because then all of her wrists and fingers get all into it and her head starts popping.
Oh, shit.
To watch her go off on somebody.
That's like a gay guy at school. He'll walk down the hallway and be bitching at somebody, and he'll have his arm up like the Statue of Liberty and like closing his hand like this, like he's telling somebody to come here. And I stood there one day and I just looked at him, and he's like going off on this gay man tirade for like 20 minutes. And I'm just standing there looking at him, and I'm like, are you really fucking serious with that whole hand thing? And it pissed him off even. I'm like, well, I've done my part for the gay community today. Right? Yeah. So
how many times did you use your toy this week?
She's got to take her shoes off so she can count.
Shut up. Three times on Monday, and then...
Did you leave it on the bathroom sink?
No, thank fucking God.
But nobody could tell it's a toy.
But exactly. Had I left this one out, yeah, I'd have been all right.
It's beautiful. Although it is really pretty. So, you know, it could have been swiped.
Well, I'd have known what bitch took it.
Yeah.
Right?
How old is the other girl that's living there? She's young.
She's my age.
Is she really?
She's a month older than me.
Oh. Wow. Well, alrighty then.
Yeah.
She would have stolen.
So you used it often then.
I would have fucking heartbeat because she said, I got your text too late last week to call. I wanted fucking toys. She goes, let me see what you got. I'm so fucking jealous.
You know what? And we were, I forgot all the toys to bring in so we could give them away. So we'll have them to her next week.
Well,
all right.
Still have cool free shit. So if you're local, call us. If you're not, fuck off. No, not really. I love you, Scarlett. I'll send you some lube.
It'll be French lube.
To go with the toy.
Right.
So, was that it for your week, Calypso?
That was it.
Who are you talking to?
I have a potential.
Potential.
Yes, his name's Mike. We have another Mike.
Hey, Mike's a good name.
Right?
That's a Mike.
Unless they're blonde and crazy.
No, he's not blonde and crazy.
Blonde and crazy and psycho.
He seems pretty cool, you know, taking it one day at a time type of thing, but he's very like lovey-dovey, and I love that, you know? Mm-hmm. How's my girl today? Da-da-da-da-da. Send me more pictures. You're so beautiful.
He's going to be one of those guys that puts his hand on the side of your face when he kisses you.
Uh-huh, and I'm just going to just like, yeah. He's just going to be like, baby, let's go have sex. And I'll be like, I can't because I just came right there. Yeah. Sorry.
Give me 5 minutes to warm back up.
Right, exactly. You know, we were talking about sex, and he's like, you know, I hope I really don't, you know, disappoint you when we ever get to that stage. And I was like, why? You know, I'm thinking, what's wrong with you? And he's like,
he's got the angry inch.
He goes, well, he goes, well, babe, you know, it's true what they say about men when they're 17, 18 years old. He said, I'd have fucked anything that stood still.
That's he fantastic. Said,
now that I'm 40, he goes, I need like 2 or 3 days in between. He goes, so if there's ever a time I just can't get into it, he goes, I'll be more than happy to go down on you and just, you know, work that out for you. He goes, but I can't promise I'm an everyday type of man.
That's when you introduce toys.
Right, yes, right. He's very uninhibited. He's like, oh yeah, we could try this and this and this. I'm like, cool, right the fuck on.
Yay. And when you get to
and unemployed with two jobs. Not one job, two jobs.
Unemployed with two jobs?
I said, and he's employed with two jobs.
Nice.
Right,
nice.
Right.
When do you get to meet him?
He will be here on the 10th. No, the 8th. So okay. I will see him on the 11th.
How's Mitch doing? Mitch, are you listening?
I haven't talked to Mitch in a couple days. Last time I talked to him, he said he was good. He's been working a lot. So yeah. He said to say hi to the girls. He said, I hope you guys had a good show. So.
Hi, Mitch. Up in Washington, Oregon.
Right? Washington, Oregon.
Washington, Oregon, you crazy fucking hippie pot-smoking, coffee-drinking motherfuckers. You Pearl Jam listening. Because I listen to Pearl Jam now.
Right. She's like, nah, scratch that one. Mitch has a hobby of going from his house to his jacuzzi completely stark naked because nice. He has so many trees around his house, nobody can see him. He goes, I could walk around here for days, nobody would know.
We walk around our house naked.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard
you
that.
Nudist colony. Fuckers.
I heard that. The next time that happens, I'm going to need a Pepsi and some popcorn and I'll just watch the show because I need to live vicariously through someone because. It's been a little minute since I've been
our couch is very comfortable.
December 10th, 2:30 p.m., 2009.
You got me beat with that one.
Yeah. I guess.
So, Sierra, how was your week?
Yes.
My week was fantastic.
All right.
Yay. Yeah. So, I got a call from that crazy bitch down at that fucking...
dating site.
Yeah, dating site. I'm so
the one
pissed.
That the one that her water heater broke or
water... Yeah, whatever. Water, fucking whatever water pump broke. Bitch, that don't make your fingers not work. Like, I call you, I expect a return call within 24 fucking hours. You're operating a business, you need to call my ass back.
You should have told her the next time your water heater breaks, it's the next time my fucking check's gonna bounce.
You know? Seriously, like, it took her a week to get back to me,
fuck
and then
you.
She didn't get back to me, I called her.
Oh, fuck that.
And then
you,
she's all like,
you better have drowned from the fucking water heater.
You know? And then she's like, oh, I was just gonna call you in an hour. I said, if you had called me in an hour, I'd have been asleep, because I work graveyards. Oh, that's right. Right. You stupid bitch. I pay you a lot of money to maintain all of this information
right.
on paper.
Right.
You so
did she come
remember
through?
It. Okay, so she's like, all right, I got a new match for you because the last guy couldn't get a hold of him. And so I got a new match for you. And I'm like,
does
oh.
she talk like that?
She
I got
does.
A new match for you with her hands and
I
everything.
I swear
she's
to God.
She's waving her hands like everywhere.
She's,
you know?
Okay, she's about as big around as this fucking pen. Like, she's tiny.
Skinny ass bitch.
Yeah. And she's... It, she dresses...
God, we sound so fucking bitter and hateful.
Well, we are. We're fat bitches. We're supposed to hate
hey, I am
girls.
Not bitter.
I'm bitter. Dude, Fox and ABC has banned the Lane Bryant commercial. No, not
what?
Banned it.
Yeah.
They don't want to air it during their big shows, like American Idol or Dancing with the Stars.
Why? Because big girls don't watch American Idol or Dancing
and
with the Stars?
And the girl in the ad is fucking hot.
She is
dude.
Hot. She's not like...
It's for cacique bras, so she's like half naked.
Right.
And I guess it implies that she's going out on a date with just underwear underneath her raincoat.
Uh-huh.
And they thought it was like too racy or something.
No, it's because there's a fat chick in it.
Yeah.
That's why.
I'll put on a Lane Bryant commercial for y'all.
I'm a bit of a bitch.
I got a cacique on.
Oh. Yeah, and Fox, you need to start giving the fat girl a better show on Glee. Like, she's awesome and can sing her fucking ass off.
Oh my god,
right?
Can't she?
Right.
Oh my god.
So yeah, where was I at? Your matchmaker thing. She finally came through.
I got this great guy for you. I think you're really gonna like him. And I'm like, awesome. How do you know? Like, you haven't hooked me up with anybody yet. And she goes, well, he's 30, and I'm like, oh god, please let him be in a mature 30, because I don't really date guys my age.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They get on my nerves.
It's because they're still stuck at 20.
Yeah, it's because women age like 7 years faster than guys
I know.
Do.
Like dog years.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's because we're bitches.
Right, well.
It's because, well, he's 30 years old, and he's so-and-so tall, and he's got green eyes, and he's an IT guy, and I'm like, ooh, IT guy. Little geek in me went, woo, IT
right.
guy.
Right?
Computer guy, huh?
Right? She's like, oh, tingles, I feel tingles.
Yeah, she's like, oh, and he likes to go hiking and camping, and I could tell she's reading off the fucking piece of paper that he wrote on, because she's reading, like, it's like a verbatim speech, and it's not like anything that she's, it's not like, you can tell she doesn't know this guy.
Okay.
Right.
She doesn't know this guy from fucking Adam. All she knows is that she picked up a piece of paper, saw computer, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
Right? Computer and hiking, they have two qualities in common on their paper.
You know what? As long as you have qualities in common.
Right.
Yeah. I'm beginning to think that this lady was completely trained to talk the way she did at the sales pitch. Because I don't think she has any clue what she's doing. Whatever. So I met the guy tonight. His name is Ken. Nice guy.
Like the Barbie's Ken.
Like Barbie's Ken. Only not as plastic. Like he's a real being.
Ken's pretty hot for a Barbie doll.
I hear he's as flexible as Ken, too.
I'm just saying.
Ooh.
That's what I hear,
Heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, that's what I hear, too.
Yeah.
Better fucking work out that way. I'm getting tired of this vanilla sex
shit. She's
vanilla
like, sex. That's it.
Of course.
I want to fucking
I'm getting tired of this no sex shit. That's
really right.
The worst.
She'll take vanilla sex, goddammit.
Right?
I will too. I would totally
vanilla,
take...
maybe some chocolate, maybe some strawberry. I don't care.
You motherfuckers thought I was getting carpal tunnel. This bitch's arm's going to fall off in
I've
a second.
My rotator cuff's all fucked up now. Like, it's bad. I can't even sleep on that
She
arm
needs
now.
An assistant to hold the vibrator while she's getting off.
That's right. I do.
She'll put an ad on Craigslist tonight.
So, how did the date go?
The date went fantastic. We went to Applebee's.
Applebee's.
I love
where
it.
Everybody wait, is chipper.
It was a real date.
I know.
It was a real date. No, no. Meet me for drinks. Translates into come suck my cock in my truck, baby.
Yeah, none of that
really?
Shit. None of that. Let's go for a drive and see the city and then pull into a dark alley and you want to suck my penis? Not really, no. But I'll do it anyway because it's been a while.
Oh, shit!
It's fantastic. No, it was like a real date. You bought dinner, bought drinks. It was really great.
Nice.
Right the fuck on.
Very impressed. Like,
nice.
The first, like, really awesome date I've been on in a long time.
He's kind of cute, too.
I know he is, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
And the eyes are pretty green.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? And he's got those fucking Muppet lashes that
what?
Sweep the
right,
wall.
Right, where he Let's sits paint. Back here and he's like, oh, let me paint the wall for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Swoosh.
Yeah, him and Mikey can start the
right?
the eyelash
fucking
club.
Men. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Fucking men.
Yeah.
Right? How many hundreds of goddamn dollars did we go through in a lifetime with mascara and this and that and add this and stuff?
All they
got to
do is wake
here.
Up and go blink, blink.
Right.
Oh, fuck off.
Did I tell you a... Mikey came and told me that he had cut the power line to the house.
Good job, Mikey.
And he's sitting there. He's like covered in sweat and there's like dirt and stuff all over him. And he goes, is everything done in the house? I'm like, yeah, kind of. He goes, you gonna cook for a while? I said, not for a while. He goes, because I just cut the power to the house.
Good job.
And the only thing I can think of is how beautiful his eyes and his lashes are.
Oh, God.
I swear to God.
That's when you know that she is praying to the penis god that is Mikey.
Mikey has her cock whooped.
Right?
Damn straight.
He has cock clubbed her ass right into
domesticity.
She's
going to be like, he's going to be like, baby, would you? Okay.
He'd be like, baby, I blew up the truck. She'd be like, okay, baby.
Right?
Just as long as I'm getting laid tonight with that Wii vibrator, we're good.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or without is good.
Whatever. You know what? Please, shut the fuck up.
You know, this is why I try not to tell you guys about stuff.
You know, we love hearing it because I don't know about you, but the bitterness kind of steeps a little bit when I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like right there in the back of your throat. You got to go, you know, to get it back down. But
so you're going to see him after the show?
I am hoping to see him after the show.
Drinks? Right the fuck on.
More drinks?
Maybe. Are you going to expose him to the girls?
I'm going to hope he doesn't get scared off by you two.
Well, you know what?
You are kind of scary, especially you, Calypso. You scare the fuck out of people.
Why do I scare people?
You're very intimidating. That whole Jewish mother thing.
Why am I? Awesome. First of all, I'm not a Jew, number one.
You had a little in you. A couple
and
of times.
And it was very little. Both times.
And you do have the kosher cooter, so.
According to
And you
to
do
her.
The accent, like, extremely well.
Like a vilt.
Yeah. She puts my Jewish mother's bit to shame.
It's awesome. It's only because I had a bitch for a mother-in-law for years.
Years. Fantastic.
I like my mother-in-law. Hoping. Well, she's not my mother-in-law yet.
She slipped the fuck up, right?
Okay, so it's going to be an April wedding. Because right? I think you guys need to be like springtime wedding. That'd
right,
awesome.
Right. And I I'm like going to need you to take me. You need to take me with you.
I like the
and
fall.
Sue, so we can pick out the diamond and everything together. So
he's already.
Oh, he's. A, you
have
do.
You seen, have you seen the jewelry he buys for her?
Yes.
He doesn't.
You
have,
know what? Again, with the shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I gotta say.
He doesn't need any help picking out jewelry.
No, I didn't even get laid on Valentine's Day. I laid myself. It sucked.
Right here right? At the Lonely Hearts Club. I had a party on Valentine's Day. The one fucking person showed up to. Oh no, two. You showed up to.
Yes.
And then we recorded the show.
Yeah, and then
our
we recorded
premiere.
The show. Our premiere episode was recorded on Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's right.
For those of you who are listening now and want to hear some of our back episodes, we have a blogspot, curvaceousbounty.blogspot.com. All of our shows are there. And some videos that we've made are there. Little bits and pieces taken out of the show. They're hilarious.
Yep. You can find us on iTunes and on YouTube at Sin City Bounty. Just one word.
Right?
Sin City Bounty. Look us up.
And on iTunes, we are Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, because that's the entire name.
If you do a search for Sin City Bounty on iTunes, it pulls us up too.
Nice.
Because I'm that fucking fantastic.
Awesome. You know what?
That's
if you Google Sin City Bounty, we're like the first entire page.
All but like
and
one
to
link
most of the second
as
page.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Our MySpace, our Facebook, our Twitter, our everything.
Right.
We're all over the place.
Because we are social media whores.
Well.
That's right.
Whores. Well, I'm like, let me check my Twitter. What's going on Facebook? MySpace can suck my dick because they're not very user-friendly anymore.
That's true. They're trying to do what they can. Because I was on there trying to do the event for the show.
They're trying to do a catch-up and
they
just
can't catch up. And
they're
trying to be like Facebook now?
I just still can't do the whole Twitter thing, ladies.
You don't have to do the Twitter thing. I do enough for all of us.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah, she Twitters. I Twitter about once or twice a month now. I used to be like once or twice a minute.
Oh, shit.
But now it's like once or twice a month. She does all the Twitter crap.
I Twitter for my regular persona, for Alexia's persona.
Right on.
For Sin City.
Right on.
Bounty.
Right on.
And then for two or three other places that I
couple of
help
community
out with.
Groups, yeah.
Right on.
She's fantastic.
Right on.
It's all on my iPhone, dude. The iPhone? Fucking A. I would fuck my iPhone. My iPhone can do it all.
Yep. It can do everything but buy me dinner.
Well, you
and
know
that's
what
you have Ken for.
and it can pay for my parking, though.
Yeah,
I can download an app for my phone. And you know those public parking where you have the little things you
Seriously?
Go pay? I can just plug in what space I'm on and my phone, bleep, pays for it. I don't have to go stand in line.
And technically, if you order pizza online on your iPhone, your phone can pay for dinner.
Yep.
What?
And if
I'm
sitting in
so
court,
out of the fucking loop.
Yeah. If I'm sitting in court and my time's about to expire, it'll send me a little 15 minute message.
If I'm sitting in court.
How many times have I been to court in the last like 6 months?
If I'm sitting in court waiting for the man who stole my car, my money, my heart, and my keys.
She sends her friend out.
Right.
In heels. To walk three blocks to change in.
The first time we're in fucking court, we're waiting for this tool to fucking get called up, and they're like going through every other loser fucking criminal in this fucking town, which there are a lot of, by the way.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, oh my God.
Good job, Alexia. Good job. She could sleep on a freight train going over a broken track.
I think I have.
Yep.
Bless
She's fantastic. Her heart. Bless her heart.
Oh, speaking of sleeping anywhere, I fell asleep at work last night. We got done with everything at like midnight and we leave at 6:30. So we had 6.5 hours to do nothing. So we're all sitting in one of the rooms and I'm in one of those really uncomfortable like 1972 desk chairs, put my foot up on a litter box and fell asleep.
Awesome.
I woke up with a crick in my neck so bad I couldn't sleep when I got home.
Oh, shit.
I had to heat my neck so that I could go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow. Speaking of
community groups this week, I am totally promoting this new group that I am a member of or that I am helping out. It's called In Safe Hands Pitbull Rescue. We just got their website up. But
is that the one that the hot guy runs?
Yeah, it is the one that the hot guy runs.
She's trying to make it out to me. Oh, I just love all the little pit bull puppies in the world.
Yep.
But I do.
Puppies are adorable, though.
Puppies
aren't they just, oh, God. Puppies and babies.
And I've seen some of the dogs that they have that they're fostering right now that they're trying to find homes for.
Right.
Oh, fucking adorable. He's got this one little puppy named Sasha right now.
Sasha
is so cute, and she's so well-trained. She, if she wants your attention, she comes up and sits at your feet and looks at you.
So give us the info on this group.
In Safe Hands Pitbull Rescue works with Utah and Southern Nevada, with the animal shelters and other rescue groups to help rescue abused and abandoned pit bulls, who is probably the most misunderstood dog group out there. Pitbull is an umbrella term for like 12, 15 groups of dogs, mm-hmm. actual breeds of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is rescuing dogs that can be found homes, giving them the training that they need to make them a better dog, and then finding homes for them. Just like any other rescue group does.
Do you, know why we support animal groups and stuff like that? Because they're more loyal than most men.
Yeah, they are. My dog loves me
And when you're lonely, you know what? You guys have been lonely. Who takes care of you? Who licks your face? You know.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mike and Phoenix. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
But that's in Phoenix.
Hi, honey. I'm home. Lick my face.
But that's for anybody. If you're lonely and you get a dog, you're no longer lonely.
No. Now you're just lonely with a dog.
Right?
I'm no longer lonely.
I love my dog. Honey,
and she's adorable.
Right? But I ain't fucking her.
No.
You know? Sorry.
Sorry.
I don't advocate that.
No. We do not advocate
We're gonna get all these butt calls now.
But I do advocate taking your dog for a walk at a dog park where you might meet other dog owners.
Mm-hmm. Mm, true.
Dogs are good facilitators.
They are good facilitators.
Because everybody loves dogs.
Unless they're my dog who likes to lay down in the shade and ignore other dogs. She runs for about the first, because she's 7, so she runs for about the first 5 minutes we're there, and then she's like, I'm fucking done. And she goes, finds a shady spot and lays down.
So this is where improvise, adapt, and overcome happens. You go out and you make yourself look like an idiot. You stand in the middle of the sun and you go, come on. Come on, Maddie. Come on, Maddie. Somebody's bound to come up to you and go, do you need some help? Can I help you with your dog?
That, you know what? Yeah. In the dream world that is Alexia, that would happen.
No.
In reality, these people are going to look and go, wow, you're a fucking idiot. You can't even get your dog to come to you.
Yeah.
And they're all leaning on the fence, and they're all hung like horses and look like gods. And they're like,
and most of them have their phone up to the air, and they're like, the whole fucking time they're at the dog park. I don't want a dog. I don't want a friend, a boyfriend, a fuck buddy who takes their dog to the dog park and then spends no time with their dog. Like, my dog, she gets tired, she lays down in the shade, I sit next to her, I read, I usually fall asleep on her. We spend time at the dog park together.
She's a good dog.
She's a really good dog.
She's a really good dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where do they, if they want to help?
ISHPBR.org, In Safe Hands Pit Bull Rescue. ISHPBR.org. You can email Jay Clayton. It's jclayton@ishpbr.org, and he can hook you up with either a way to donate money to them or supplies. They're always in need of dog food, dog supplies.
What about adopting?
Stuff like that. Contact him, and he can get you the information on the dogs they have. I know that they've got two dogs right now that I know in Vegas, Sherlock and Sasha. Sasha's a puppy. She's adorable. She's about 3 months old, and she already knows how to sit, come, stay.
Aww.
She's so sweet. And Sherlock is a neutered male. I think he's like 3 or 4 years old, and he is handsome. He is just that handsome,
regal.
Full dog, very regal, and very, very well behaved.
My mom has a brand new little tiny dog. It's a Scotty Poo Westminster mix thing, so it's really tiny. And it's just a puppy, so it's really, really short. It's got really short legs and everything. But when it walks like a muscle man.
Oh, this fucking thing is adorable. It's too like cute. An intimidating puffball.
Yeah.
It's so cute. So cute.
And then you pick him up. Right into next Thursday.
You pick him up, and he looks at you, and he tries to like get this vicious look on his face, and then he's like all over your face. It's adorable. It's so cute. It's so cute.
Let him make it to dog cow. That's what we're calling it. Instead of dog cow, it's dog cow. Auschwitz for puppies. Puppy wish. Let them make it there. They become the most vicious, vile creatures known to man.
Wow. I don't know what it is. We are so going to be deemed the most anti-Semitic group ever.
Which is not true because we love Jews.
We do.
We do.
Clearly, I love them more than you do.
Obviously.
Well, at least they love you.
You do have the Star of David carved into your pubic hair, right?
Supposedly. I haven't seen it yet, but, you know.
We'll have to check her out after the show.
Yeah.
If not, right I'm sure. On. I'm when getting some kind of fucking action, goddammit.
When she makes it. Oh, yeah. We've got the screen up on the window. We could totally do it right now.
Right. Drop those yeah. pants, baby.
After last week's show with all the lubes and dildos and penises and flogging, we had to put up a sign because we don't want people to complain.
We believe there's a church group next door recording at the radio station.
Yeah.
At our not very much station. Longer.
Well, when we get into studio, we have to close the door just to talk to each other as we yes. catch up.
Yes, exactly.
Because they've actually complained about our use of language before.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus fucking H. Christ.
Cock sucking sons of bitches. Eat my hairy pussy. Which, well, never mind. That's too much info.
Did you shave it this week?
I did.
Awesome.
It's been months. And finally, I was
it's
just
been
like,
months.
It's
bitch been went months. Through five.
I only went through two.
You have to trim it with scissors first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a trimmer. Look. When I bought the kit for shaving the dog, it came with a little trimmer. I'm not going to use the trimmer on the dog.
Do you? You will never guess what I saw at Sally Beauty Supply last week. They have a fucking shaver. It's called Manscaper. I'm like, no fucking way. And I take it off the shelf, and I'm reading it, and they're like, adjustable blades, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like this whole fucking spiel on the side of the box. I'm like, all that to say, you can shave your nuts with this and not get hurt.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Thank you, Sally Beauty, for supply. That's awesome. Somebody needed to do it. Thank you for stepping up to
that's
the plate.
That's right. Fan-fucking-goddamn-tastic. I don't know about you ladies, but I love a man that shaves.
I like a man who grooms. When he's all the way shaved, I think it's a little like doing a 12-year-old.
Well, you know, I thought that at first, but then when you go to, like, actually lick their balls, you don't get, like, shit all up on you.
No, I like...
And it makes them look bigger, so, I mean, if you've got one of those men that, you know, constantly live by the term, I was in the bowl! It'll make them look bigger.
The angry inch.
That's right.
I kind of like the wild look.
See, you know, you would, though.
Because, you know what? I like running my hair through it. Like... I do.
If I can braid your pubes, you and I need to go to Sally's and get the manscaper.
That's right. No, I like a clean-shaven sack and like a trimmed
she
front
said
area.
Sack.
Well, it's true. You're right. When I put a ball in my mouth, I don't like to come out hairy, isn't it? Like my cat coughs up less hair than that because I give her feline laxatives. But, no, I like a clean-shaven sack and, like, trimmed on top. I don't like it completely bald on top.
I could do trimmed on top. I mean, I've done the whole completely bare thing, and I absolutely love it, but I could do trimmed on top.
Yeah, just take, like, a number one to it or whatever.
I really, really, really want to wax.
Someone?
I am so... No, me, myself. I am so scared because it is going to fucking hurt like hell.
My sister?
But I know that when I shave, I can't stop touching my own fucking pussy. So can you imagine when I wax, I'm going to be like, I can't make it to the show because I'm naked as hell.
No, yeah. Chloe got it done when she was in school.
I know
she
this.
Was,
did she get the full
she
Brazilian?
Was, yes, she was the model, dude.
She was the model
up on all
class.
Fours in front of the class.
Up on all
fours,
getting
no shame whatsoever.
No, she doesn't care. She's skinny and cute. It doesn't matter.
She does. She does have a nice ass too.
She's got a fantastic ass. She's. I wish I had that kind of.
She's
ass.
Skinny and pert and cute. You know, she's 23. Fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Everything's where it's still supposed to
but
be.
All but all my but shit was where it was supposed to be.
But then she's got
too.
That juicy little butt, right? You know,
to go with
fills
it.
Out her jeans,
right?
Really well. Sometimes right. too well. The. That little corner of her pockets in her pants, right where your butt cheek is,
mm-hmm.
that wears out faster than any other thing on her pants.
You know, but I don't mind her butt cleavage. There are some people's butt cleavage I don't like.
Dude, I see butt cleavage all fucking day
it's
in school.
Like,
I'm
like
really?
The thing.
Yeah. My yeah. boss, her butt cleavage goes all the way up to the middle of her back.
Ooh.
I don't care how tall her pants are.
And let's hope to God she's not listening.
She's not listening. Promise. I haven't told anyone I work with how to get this radio station.
There you go.
That is not happening. Last thing I need is someone going into work going, Sierra's got a crush on that other guy that works on graveyards. She thinks he's hot, even though he's a complete emotional.
You haven't asked to be your friend on Facebook yet?
No. And that's not happening either.
Like, I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook.
They're like, what do you mean? Everyone does social media. Not me.
No.
Even
no,
though
no.
I MySpace, Facebook, no, no. Twitter.
People do Facebook. They don't do social media.
Oh, whatever. I'm a geek.
Yeah.
I do social media.
She's a geek.
Yeah.
She got a little IT in her.
I know. I'm like, I'm geek.
Hopefully. Sorry.
That's all right.
Whatever. What was I talking about?
I think we have like a bunch of new people listening tonight.
Oh, I know. I'm really excited for all of you. We're trying to come up with names for like the men and women, our listeners.
Right.
And we came up with the guy's name, which is Sin City Beef. And I was thinking Curvaceous Cuties for our females.
Curvaceous Cuties.
That is the shit.
I know we were
like
really
it.
Struggling with the name, and I have been like seriously pondering this at 12:30 in the morning when I have nothing left to do at work. And
before she falls asleep on the cat litter box.
Yeah.
I've scooped every
According to our event thing on Facebook that we made, yes. We have 32 confirmed listeners tonight, at least.
Fantastic.
Minimum.
Right on. Well, what the hell is the matter with you 32 people? I know some of you have phones. Come on.
Well, we haven't given them the number. It's almost 10 minutes till the show's over, and the phone number is 702-888-0072.
Write it down for next time, because apparently we forget to give that up.
Yeah, that's Calypso's job, and apparently she's just as bad as Alexia is at doing her job. Yeah. So. Which, I'm...
Wow, real!
You were staring right at the number there.
Well, I can't see because there are big fucking melons in the way. I said melon, not melons.
Is that better? Can you see that now?
No, now there's nipple in the way.
Leave my enormous titties
good.
Alone.
The bush is good?
Nipplage.
Oh.
One of Mike's favorite things when I come in the morning after I've had my first cigarette of the day, because before I have coffee or do anything, I go out and have my first cigarette of the day.
My eyes aren't even all the way open.
Because it gets you high. That first cigarette of the day gets you
high. Oh, hello, another caller. Right on.
And, one on, of his baby. Favorite things is just to stare at my chest because of the nipplage.
On. Yeah, because it's cold out.
Oh, I hope this is a man. I feel like flirting.
Hold on, caller. There you are. How's it going, caller? Who is this?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey. Well, you guys are saying you needed someone to call, so I called.
Yay.
There you go. Have you been?
You can't flirt with this one, Calypso.
I know.
That's kind of my territory now.
Oh, okay. Well, right on, sister.
Well,
go
the
get
butt crack thing kind of like went.
You haven't seen butt cracks around you lately?
I have. That's why it's like, oh, God, I don't want the visual.
Oh, it's like the new style. It's you know what? It's those cleavage. Fucking jeans that come that barely the lower
it's those
eyes.
Fucking
I saw a woman who was in Cox Cable paying a bill, and she was rather cute. But when she got up, her jeans were so short, and her crack was, like, up to her shoulders. and she's walking, and then she does this little teet, 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 and I'm like, oh, my God. I think every man in the place turned their head. They were so disgusted.
That's funny.
Oh.
That's funny.
Well, I don't know if she was trying to be cute or not, but it didn't work.
You know, when I see these people, I just want to go, who told you that was okay, number one? Do you not have any friends to tell you you look completely fucking ridiculous? And number three, don't you own a mirror?
And you know, why are your shirts too short and your pants too short? They don't meet in the middle, so your muffin top and your ass crack's hanging out. Why? Why?
This is just one step away from the underwear showing, you know, above the jeans.
Absolutely. Right.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I would prefer to see, like, some T-top underwear over to ass crack. Really?
That's true.
I think that little hint of underwear is kind of sexy on a girl.
Hint.
Like a hint of underwear. Right. Like hint. When they bend over and you can just see where the top of their underwear turns into the T when they're wearing
I don't know. When it turns around and it becomes a thong, it looks like an extension of the butt crack.
That's so true.
That's funny.
I mean, it just doesn't look good.
It's ass crack extensions.
And then you're looking at them thinking, okay, am I seeing a Klingon or is that a mole?
Oh, shit.
Let's type some Starship Enterprise up in this bitch.
Wow.
Well, you never know. And what do you say to them? Oh, you got something there.
Like, honey, I think you forgot the wipe last time.
Oh, shit.
I mean, what seriously? It's like a woman walking around with her dress in the pantyhose. How do you handle that?
I reach up and pull it out for her.
Well, then what? You going to touch the butt?
No. I reach in and I grab that poof of dress that's hanging out above the pantyhose and I just grab it as she's walking by.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then
that.
She turns around and looks at me and I'm like, you had a nice ass, sweetheart.
Yeah. You know what? I've done that. Accidentally tucked my skirt into my panties or something like that when, you know, I come out of the bathroom. So I help a woman out.
Oh. What I want to know is how do you tell... I'm a woman, okay, and I can't even answer this question. How do you tell a chick that she started her period who doesn't realize it?
Ooh.
Oh, that's yeah, a tough that's one. A touchy one.
I mean, like, I can tell my sister, bitch, get in the fucking bathroom and put a manhole cover in. Come on.
A manhole cover?
I go, I think there's some spouting you might want to check out.
Some spotting you might want to check on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I just...
Oh, did
there
you
was one man that my coworker and he came back from the bathroom and he had a stain and it's like, what do I do? How do I, you know, how do you tell him?
He had a poop stain?
Yes.
Oh, shut up, seriously?
Yeah.
I'd have laughed. You know I'd have fallen I, off my I'd have died fucking laughing. See, that's just the evil venom that runs through my veins.
I know, I think I would have threw up.
I'd have laughed.
I'd have fell down and laughed. I'd have laughed.
Yeah.
And then I'd have told everybody I know except him, and then we'd all be standing around giggling.
Well, you ladies know how sick and twisted I am whenever I see somebody trip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can
little old lady trips outside Walmart. This woman can't walk because she's laughing so hard.
Oh, my God. It was fucking hilarious. I was with my ex, and this poor old lady fell. And, I mean, she's literally, like, on her knees. And I'm fucking hysterical. And I'm leaning up against the building. Tears are rolling down my face. And he's looking at me. He's like, help me get her up. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I can't even talk. And I'm mouthing the words, I can't help you. And the more he bitches, the harder I laugh. It was fucking hysterical.
That's funny.
I know you must be fun in public.
Oh, my God. I know this bitch. If she could have cursed me.
She probably
she
did.
Right?
Probably sent you an old hex.
Yeah.
From, like, called marriage.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm gonna use your thing. Did you sit in some ketchup?
Did you sit in some ketchup? Yeah.
Maybe that's you need to tell one. A girl that she started her period?
That's going to be one. Code word for all of you curvaceous beauties, all of you curvaceous cuties out there who listen. If someone asks you if you've sat on ketchup, bitch, you need to get in the bathroom, change your pants. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
FYI. Little heads
and,
up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you tell them if their tampon or their Kotex has bunched up behind them?
Oh. Ooh. How can you not know?
How can you not feel that?
That's like a goddamn fucking 5-pack of diapers on it.
The only pad, the only pad I wear anymore is a mini pad.
Yeah.
It's but there are women out the there.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... How do you not know that, like, that stuff's hanging out or bunched up or bundled into your butt cheeks?
Right.
Come on, sweetheart.
Right.
You've got to feel that.
Oh, yeah.
Go into the bathroom and check on it, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Because you give the rest of us a bad name.
Yeah, you know?
I think because they should know that... I don't know. I mean, I'm there to help a woman out. You know, I'm all for girl power, but... I don't know, something like that. That's choice of lifestyle. I don't know.
Yeah, right? That is your funky fucking ass.
Unless it's a man that's trying to pretend he's a woman, he's keeping his stuff in the back.
Well,
the tuck.
But you know what? If they're a self-respecting transsexual, they know how to tuck.
He can't even say it.
That's true.
Self-respecting transsexual. That is like an oxymoron. That's fantastic. No, I love trannies. I love you all.
They know how to tuck appropriately.
They do.
I think
they
I work
do.
For one.
They suck it in.
They suck it in.
They suck it in.
Tuck it up. Tuck it into themselves.
That's fantastic.
Turtle heads unite.
Oh.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, sure.
Thank you very
much. You guys take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, all you curvaceous cuties and our bounties. What did we call it? Bodacious meat? Bodacious beef?
No, Sin City beef.
Sin City beef?
That's
fuck if I know. Think I care about other cock? Sin City beef?
Sin City beef.
And our curvaceous cuties. Thank you all for listening this week. We hope you listen again next week. Next week, I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk
It'll
about.
It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise.
I think I know a girl who does fun parties, or whatever they're called,
oh,
slumber parties or something
oh
like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see if I can get her in here. I bet she's got some
that would be
stories.
Fucking fabulous. That would be fantastic. See if she can bring in some stuff. Maybe we'll give it away.
Yeah.
Right the fuck on. And I'm going to need samples.
You know what? We still have stuff from Deja Vu to give
That's
away.
That's right. Yes, we need to do that
week,
as well.
Listen in and call in next week. Call in with a tidbit from one of our videos. Watch our videos and tell us what your favorite video was, and we'll send you something for free. Some
yep,
sort of
right.
lube or glow-in-the-dark condom or something
that's
really
right.
cool.
We even
like
have
that.
A vibrating cock ring, I think. We have
we
a
still have
away.
A vibrating
right.
cock
ah,
ring
that's
to
right.
give away.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I think, you know what, next week maybe we should do a whole everybody can call in and give us like your best sex story.
Oh.
That sounds cool. good.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about listening to other people's sex life.
I'm telling you.
Like I said,
Charlotte's
vicarious
story about the
18-year-old.
Awesome.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Alrighty. All right. Well, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you guys next week.
You have a great week, too. Listen to the news and keep up on what's going on with Barack Obama.
Where my girl's got the sweetest pussy.